Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Tronny Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Tronny Trev.
When you Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here for National Talk Black. We're here at the Cairns Showgrounds OB outdoor broadcast for Indigenous Small Business Month. Small Business Month is celebrated in May and is dedicated to recognising contributions of small business and entrepreneurs. So during this month, various events and resources are provided to support small business owners, including tools for growth and networking opportunities. So, outdoor broadcast, thank you very much for joining us. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from. And we have a one-hour program here, live outdoor broadcast with National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, catching up and having yarn with deadly people here at the expo here. And I'm going to catch up a yarn now. Our first cab off the rank, Ian Moller-Nielsen, our Secretary Manager of the Cairns Showgrounds, Cairns Association. And a very good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm very, very well, and a good morning back to you. Trevor.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, Ian Moller-Nielsen. Who's Ian Moller-Nielsen? I've never been holding the reins here at the Cairns Showgrounds for a while.
I've been here for a little while. I first started in 2012, and then I had a short break, and then I came back again in 21. But when I say I had a short break,
yeah,
I didn't really get a break because you the kept managers kept falling over. So I kept coming back to replace them.
A Clayton break.
Yeah,
sort that's of break exactly that you got that right. You haven't got a break. And look, we go back a long way. We ran together as a team in the recently, a year ago now, with the local election. I was successful, unfortunately you were, but you are successful in my eyes in more ways than one.
Well, unfortunately, my ambitions didn't match my ability.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
There you go.
That's how I
there you go. Well, you've got to shoot for the moon. If you miss, you land amongst the stars.
Ha ha, good.
So, right, look, thank you for this space. Let's talk about this space. Cairns Showground, a big space, untapped space, only gets busy around the Cairns Showtimes. They have different venues here when you look at the Fred Mole Pavilion, all the different halls and spaces you've got here. But you're starting to create a hub for Indigenous businesses. I see Black Pearl across the way there, Torres Strait Island Fooding. You have the Motive Coffee, as in Jamocha Express.
Yep.
So now we have this network of Indigenous businesses using this undercover way. So tell us about your engagement with Indigenous businesses.
Okay, well, I'm going to just for correct you.
Okay, let's correct me in air. Thank you, let's do that.
It's just not during the show. This facility is used 360 days a year.
Thank you.
All around the grounds. A lot of people think it's only used for the 3 days of the show, but that's a misconception.
Thank you.
Okay. I can tell you a little bit about the homes of all the different people. I've got St. Augustine's. They've got a permanent football field here.
Yep.
I've got FNQ Harness Club. I've got the Patriots, which are return service. Mm. Army, Navy, Air Force and Police. They've got their clubhouse here.
Yes.
And home of Rotary, home of Scouts, home of Cairns City Kennel Club, home of Cairns BMX,
okay,
and home of Lions. And that's just to name a few. But
sure,
then if I have a look at all the different groups in the permanent stalls, I've got the Cairns Cook Islanders, I've got Pacific Islanders Christian Fellowship, I've got Joe Louie from Yumilinx, I've got Chris Anderson from Great Motive.
Yes.
And Chris has set up Jamocha Express, and he's also set up a an op shop.
Okay, fantastic.
Now, one of the great things with Chris, and I'll continue on with some of those other groups, Chris basically started off over at Wendarra Street. Hmm. He was trying to get young kids off the street and into hospitality, because there's a lot of hospitality jobs around there.
There is, yes.
And they weren't picking anything up. So he started doing a training course with them, putting them through barista courses, food handling courses, and then I met him during the elections, and that was one of the positives from the elections for me.
Yeah.
I enticed him over here to open up Jamocha Express.
Beautiful.
With those
and how
kids,
long has he been running in this space?
Oh, probably since, well, he was here for the show, so it would have been June last year.
Last year, coming up to 12 months. Yep.
But with those kids going through, he was finding they weren't getting any work. So then we started looking at resumes. So they're writing resumes, helping write resumes. And then some of the feedback was they still weren't getting jobs. It was the presentation, hence the op shop. to get a few extra bits and pieces there. But through the training program, they supply 130 meals to the homeless on a weekly basis.
Beautiful.
And their claim to fame is they have a coffee ready for me at about 8:30 here at the show, and I need a coffee because when you're here from 7.
Yeah, beautiful.
But, that's... And then Black Pearl, Barbara Drummond, is here as well.
Drummond, yes.
And then over in Bushtucker Park, which we've started another group over there, we have got the Life Support, we've got Mark Harborough, we have got Sammy Martin, and they prepare those gardens for the Cairns show, and there's a lot of Indigenous businesses come into there. But today is all about...
Bushtucker and Bush Medicine.
Yeah. Today is all about showcasing Indigenous businesses here, and my challenge to all of them was to make sure they network, and then on top of that, they were then asked to make sure that when they go out, they recommend to at least two people something about one of these businesses.
Yeah, beautiful. And there's part of the exposure and the old tool we talk about when we talk about business, WOM. Word of mouth, you know, get the word out there. That's what it's all about, promoting your business, no matter what business you've got. It's about marketing, about getting it out there. They say if McDonald's stop telling us that it's Mac time, then we start to think the burgers are better Hungry Jack's. You know what I mean? So marketing is a very powerful tool. So, Ian, thank you for your support and the work that you're doing there. A bit of background, you come from schooling as well. You used to be a principal at different schools around whole of North Queensland.
Yeah, actually all over Queensland.
Over Queensland, okay.
All over Queensland. I was at Little Mulgrave, that's where I was born and bred, and then went to Little Mulgrave One Teacher School, Gordonvale Primary School, Gordonvale High School, and then Cairns State High School, and then off to Townsville.
Yeah.
And from there, my wife and I said we'd go anywhere in the state as teachers. So we ended up at Mary Kathleen, a uranium mining town.
Yeah, near Mount Isa.
Yeah, between Cloncurry Murray from the Curry, so
Cloncurry,
he knows all about
Isa,
that.
Yes, Mary Kathleen.
And then from there, we'd only been there two terms, and they said... Ian, we need someone to go over take over for missionaries at Mornington Island.
Mornington Island.
So Nita and I went there.
Gulf of Carpentaria.
Yeah. Wonderful place.
Beautiful place.
We loved it.
Yes.
Loved it.
And then from there,
From there, one of the things I loved to do there was record all the cultural significance, the languages. There's both Lyda and Kaida up there, Mornington Island and Bentinck Island people. And then from there, I was able to then go out to a whole host of other schools. I've been to... Gallangown, never heard of that, have you?
No.
It's just west of Gympie in the Gymna Ranges.
Mm-hmm.
From there back to Croydon in the Gulf. You know Croydon in the Gulf, surely?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep, okay. From Croydon in the Gulf to Proston in the South Burnett, which is west of Kingaroy, where they built the Manduma Dam for the Tarong Power Station when they were just kick-starting that.
Lovely.
It's a coal-fired one. From there back to Mount Isa and... had a great time in the Isa. A wonderful place. Nearly as good as a curry.
Yeah, there you go. Just under the curry. Yeah, but anyway, continue.
Back to Hamilton State School.
Yep.
And then worked for 3 years as a consultant at a Parramatta State School for schools all over Queensland. So
you did the rounds, mate.
Yeah, and then finished off at Trinity Beach. And then I actually retired at age 57. I just was burnt out. And I could have kept on going, but it wasn't fair to the kids in the school. So
sure.
Yeah, took a break.
Well, you are spreading the love in the business world and working the showgrounds.
And I love it.
And congratulations. Thank you very much. And thank you for this space and the support for First Nation businesses. It is a team effort. The old phrase, high tide rises all ships. And we are all in this together, are we not?
We certainly are. And just a quick reminder, it's volunteer week this week.
Yes.
And for the Cairns show, we get over 1,000 volunteers come through.
Hats off
they
to
man
them.
The gates, they man the stalls and things like that, and the beauty about being a volunteer is it can show is that for every 3 hour stint we will actually pay to your not-for-profit or your favorite charity $45 and supply you with a t-shirt, and then once you've done your stint that is true.
Yes
don't go thinking any
other way. Thank you. Yeah,
you'll get a free ticket into the show.
There you go.
You
beautiful.
Can enjoy the facilities. And what a top facility
it is.
120 years this year.
Yeah, beautiful. Exactly. And they're sort of dying out, a lot of them, aren't they? But we're still kicking strong here in Cairns.
We are still, and all the shows are still kicking strong. It's the financial
the burden.
Yeah, and it is. Insurance is really big. And then, of course,
insurance,
everything's going up in price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, good yarning with you. Thank you very much, Ian Moller-Nielsen, secretary manager here at the Cairns Showgrounds, Cairns Association. Thank you for your yarn. All the best to you, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
Thank you. All the best.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Matty.
So there it is. That's Ian Moller-Nielsen having a yarn here on National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. We're here at the Small Business Month, expo here, and talking about Small Business Month and celebrated in May, and just an opportunity for our First Nation business owners who are here at the network. So if you're driving by down Mulgrave Road, drop in for coffee, for feed. As we mentioned, Barbara Drummond, Sister Black Pearl. Black Pearl Kitchen's open, so Deadly Tucker, Deadly Kai Kai. But come down and have a yarn here on National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. We'll be right back. To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. We're here at the Cairns Showgrounds for the Small Business Month Expo. A lot of Indigenous businesses here and promoting their products. That's what it's all about. And I had a daily yarn with Ian Moller-Nielsen, the manager of the Cairns Showgrounds here, and the work that he's doing regarding creating a space for black businesses to operate and with small rent, you could say. And one of the operators here is Chris Anderson. He's from Great Motive. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning.
Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Chris.
So my mob is Kinjin country, my mother's grandmother's side, which is Warwick. And my great-grandfather is Goongarie mob out near Mitchell. So
okay.
Yeah.
And so you're based up here in far north Queensland. Long way from home, my brother.
Yeah. So big family, youngest of 12. Big family, we're a very fortunate family. A lot of us are still alive.
Sure.
Mum's passed on, but we respect where mum and our grandparents come from.
Yeah, beautiful. Black man in business. So tell me quickly about a couple of hats you wear. One is Great Motive. Tell us what Great Motive is, my brother.
So Great Motive is...
And that's with the GR number 8.
GR number 8. We thought we'd do something different. And so Great Motive, it's a non-for-profit charity status organisation. Mm. We moved in the space to help Indigenous business and how we promote that in working. So some of the services we do, I do a lot of business mentoring, a lot of business coaching, help a lot of people start business. Probably about 70% of the businesses here I've touched and helped.
Beautiful.
In one way. But part of it is that we grow as a business and lead some of that way as well. But services, youth, NDIS, we do business development, employment, and a whole range of things as well. So that's just one arm I have.
Beautiful, yes.
The other arm I've got is Jamocha Express. It's a for-profit, so we set that up and we do programs such as Feed the Homeless program. We run that through there.
Okay.
We work with WOW, we work with community-based organisations, and we prepare meals and working with them as well. So got a cleaning business. I've got an online platform, do lots of things.
Beautiful.
And, but what we try and do is I partner a lot with a lot of different businesses and help them grow as part of that nurturing.
And how long have you been operating with Jamocha?
Jamocha, we've been around probably about 4 years.
Okay.
I've been in the coffee industry. I had coffee shops probably more than 25 years ago.
There you go. Okay, barista. Yep,
land,
barista.
Yeah.
Baristologist.
Yeah. Baristologist.
Too dearly, brother. How'd your connection come across? Well, Ian Moller-Nielsen did say he met you at Wari, and the conversation started regarding a space here, and now it's starting a ripple effect. We have Barbara Drummond joining you next door with Black Pearl. So it creates a nice space, and here we've got the expo here for Indigenous businesses. So things are kicking on here at the Cairns Showgrounds.
Yeah, I met Ian. He came across, and the showgrounds here, and I said, what's happening there? And I said, if we move business, we come in there, we lead the way. And I said, part of what my commitment is to the showgrounds is that I'll encourage other businesses to come here. Say, Yumi Training, Joe Louie, Barbara come here. We've got the garden over in on the other side in Quigley Street.
Bush Tucker Bungee Woman.
Bush Tucker, yeah.
Yep.
So I'm thinking of speaking to Ian. I've spoke to him about night markets here, a bit like Darwin. Then, you know, we get more Indigenous businesses here as well, and food stalls, but create a lot more space here around what we're doing. So a lot more ideas to come.
Yeah.
And but he has been fully supportive. I can't thank him enough.
He's a good man, isn't he? Look, he talks from the heart. He's very passionate about support and helping people, but he's especially Indigenous friendly. He's a big supporter of First Nation people being in business, but First Nation people in general respect the traditional owners and what have you. So it's a nice fit, and that's what it means when we say, like, getting it together. We're all in it together, support each other, black or white. It's a good bridge build, isn't it?
Yeah, so today we've got Jack from Chamber of Commerce. There's a few non-Indigenous businesses that wanted to come down. I said, yeah, that's fine.
Sure.
You're linking, partnering, linking services, working collaboratively. And see, you know, you want to build greater partnerships with some of the Indigenous business organisations. I said, come down.
Well, exactly. And look, black or white, to venture into business, it's it's daunting. They say within the 2 to 5 years, you either make it or break it. So hats off to all business owners, small business, and small business can become big business, but small business also complement big businesses and joint ventures and business partnership, like you're talking about. It creates a nice platform, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So a lot of the business, so there's a few people reach out to me today, and I'm going to catch up with them and look at, do a bit of a business health check on what they're doing, where they are, and they want to grow. But you know, like, that's a government body that's been part of every step, Anthony Jewis and the team. So
beautiful, yes.
You know, it's a huge help with me as well, because most of this work I'm doing off my own back. I mean, I'm not fun to do, but it's just helping mob.
Yeah, of course
and,
it is.
And it's actually they help each other, so that's great to see.
Exactly.
They become mentors.
They become mentors as well, exactly. Go a mile, see a mile. Chris Anderson, good yarding with you, my brother. Congratulations. Good luck with your business. Jamocha, great motive, doing a fantastic thing out there as well for the community. Good yarning with you. Thank you for your yarn. Enjoy your day, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
To Delhi. Thanks, Chris.
Cheers.
There we have it. Chris Anderson, owner, director, Great Motive, and also Jamocha. So, look, a barista he is, and coming from down south, moved up here. Been here about 4 or 5 years now, and underway and creating a nice platform and supporting other black businesses as well. So, look, fantastic to see. This is your Delhi live outdoor broadcast with National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live here, BBM 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So, look, a great event, and great to be here. And a big shout out to NERS allowing us to go across the airways, and also Bummer Brippa Media. But stay tuned to your Delhi program, National Talk Black.
My brother Sam Savage lived and loved to mix old school R&B funk using his DJ tricks. On his turntables he'd match any beat. Michael Jackson, Roger Troutman, Daz Band, and Prince. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Sam Savage lived and loved to mix old school R&B funk using his DJ tricks. On his turntables he'd match any beat. Michael Jackson, Roger Troutman, Daz Band, and Prince. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 oh. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, oh. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. My brother Sam Savage lived and loved to mix old school R&B funk using his DJ tricks. On his turntables he'd match any beat. Michael Jackson, Roger Troutman, Daz Band, and Prince. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, oh. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh. My brother Sam knew how to convince. Brother Sam Savage lived and loved to mix old school R&B funk using his DJ tricks. On his turntables he'd match any beat. Michael Jackson, Roger Troutman, Daz Band,
and Prince, my brother Sam knew how to convince.
To Delhi Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live from the Cairns Showgrounds for the Small Business Month Expo. It's all happening here. We've got black business people everywhere from all different industries having good yarns as well. Look, a great opportunity, and just promoting the space that here we are in the 21st century. We have black businesses coming up left, right and centre, like I said, from all industries, which is great to see. But I'm going to catch up a yarn now with the Deadly Sister, entrepreneur Indiana Tillett. And she heads up her business, which is called Empower to Empower. And I'm loving that. As a motivational speaker, I'm empowered. My sister, very good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yep, so I'm proud Tosha Underwoman, born and raised in Cairns. My uncle's from St. Paul Village on Moa Island.
All right, beautiful. Sabi, your uncle there, big shout out there.
Yes.
One love. And the Ada Tillett, thank you very much. So Empower to Empower. First of all, let's talk about you. Who's Indiana Tillett? At school, did you school in here? Did you go to university? What are you doing at the moment? Are you in a job? I know you got your business up and running here. Is it a full-time gig? Tell us about Indiana Tillett.
So born and raised in Cairns. I am heavily involved in rugby league, play a lot of that.
Yes.
I've started up Empower to Empower. I've only just launched a few weeks ago. It's been in the making for over 3 years now.
Yes.
Still working full-time, but by term three I'll be out on my own and
jump ship and dive into your business.
Yep, delivering.
Okay, so your business Empower to Empower, what is the product or what is the service that you provide for the community?
So I can deliver mentoring and movement programs to people in our community across FNQ.
Lovely.
To people of all abilities and ages.
All right, fantastic. So what I'm picking up, trying to visualize, we're talking yoga, body movements, and inspiration of a mental attitude as well.
Yeah, so with the movement part, it's really personalized to the participants. So it can be high intensity movement exercise if that's what the participants want, or it can be educating them on how to move their body in a way that makes them feel good, makes them feel comfortable. I know a lot of our people are shame when it comes to physical movement and activity. Just finding what they like, and you know, showing them that you can still be physically active. You don't have to be running 4 kilometres, but you can still do something.
Yeah, beautiful. And so we can talk about a one-on-one, or we can talk about a group project.
Yeah,
is what you deliver. Yes.
Yep. So one-on-one or group, I can do it with schools, community groups through NDIS, sporting groups. Yeah.
And a mobile company, you go to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, take the mountain to the people, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, and would you use a like a gym space, or would you like use the esplanade or park?
Yeah.
Or?
For now, I'm thinking I'll try and just use, you know, parks and that.
Sure.
You know, I know the gym can be intimidating for a lot of people.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
You know, showing them you can still be physically active and move, but doesn't have to be in a gym.
Sure, fantastic. So what was the vision to start a business like so? I mean, you're very fit looking. You play rugby league, my sister. Vision to play for NRLW is a goal, I would think.
Yeah.
And look, hats off to your beautiful sister who plays for the NRLW Cowboys.
No, it's definitely on my vision board, NRLW. But, yeah, also Empower to Empower. It's been part of me for a long time.
Yes.
And, I've created it based off my own lived experiences of,
lovely.
You know, navigating my challenges in life and in my sporting life. And, you know, just finding myself, my identity, self-worth, and value. So this is what I want to share with other people, because I know other people go through similar things.
Yes.
And
you're running your business solo?
Yep.
So
yep,
just you heading it up. Fantastic. Here at the expo here in Small Business Month, and let's talk about well, with your business, we've got a foundation, yep, and we've got pillars, yep, for your business, Empower to Empower. Tell us about that, please, sister.
Yep. So my business is built off our four key pillars, so identity, leadership, physical health and well-being.
Yes.
So as I mentioned before, they're the things that help me to navigate through those tough times in my life and be where I am now today, which is healthy, happy and grateful.
Sure, fantastic. And look, that is for anybody to engage in you or pay for your service, that's not an expense, that's investment.
Yeah.
When you invest in yourself, yeah, and if you, to me, you get your mind right, you get your heart right, you get your heart right, you get your whole aspect of life right. And we're talking about the whole aspect of your life in the physical sense, in the spiritual sense,
yeah,
in the financial sense. That's what I'm picking up with Empower to Empower.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. That's it. It's a holistic approach. You know, you got to be right in your mind, body, soul. And that's kind of, yeah, that's what we help,
yes,
deliver. Yeah.
And having your interest and your passion about that, and then also to share that with other people, that's got you to where you are in regarding your outlook on life.
Yeah.
In the physical sense, it affects you in the mental sense. And it's grounded you.
Yeah.
But it's inspired you.
Yeah.
Inspired you so much that you start a business out of it. Yeah. Empower to Empower.
Yeah.
So that is deadly. And they say if you're doing something you love and you're passionate about it, then that's the best job in the world.
Yeah, 100%. I'm so excited for my next journey. Yeah.
And this is your first expo? This is,
yeah,
your first, how you say, exposing your business?
Yeah. Yeah, apart from social media.
Social,
yeah,
media, yeah, sure.
This is the first, yeah.
Okay. So talk about how long ago did you start?
Oh, I've been working on this for 3 years,
yes,
over 3 years now, but I've just launched about 3 weeks ago.
Weeks ago, all right. So how are you traveling? Any clients at the table at the moment?
Yeah, yeah, I've had lots of good yarns and that, so I'm looking forward to what the next few weeks will bring.
Sure.
And locking people in, and yeah.
And the other space I'm thinking of, most corporate companies now, they have like team building stuff.
Yes.
You could fit under that, that umbrella.
Yeah, yes, that's something that I offer, so corporate team building, again, it's based around obviously our four pillars,
yes,
and
yes,
then the movement side of things, just to get people out and connect, like that's a big thing for me, and what Empower to Empower is based off too is like connection with,
yes,
yourself and others,
yes,
yeah, so I'm excited for that space as well.
I mentioned your beautiful sister, your beautiful grandmother, lovely to see your beautiful mother here supporting,
yes,
you as well, but your beautiful father, ex Cowboys player Stephen Tulip, played in the centres there. Big shout out to Dad,
yeah,
hope he's well. And what's Dad doing?
He's working.
He's working.
Yeah.
Dang, he should be down here supporting his daughter in business, Empower to Empower.
Yeah.
My darling, good yarning with you. All the best to you. Enjoy that journey.
Thank you.
Okay, that's what it's all about. Be the best that you can be. And by doing that, you will succeed.
Yeah, thank you.
All the best, darling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Good yarn. That's Indiana Tillett, the owner, director of Empower to Empower. And look, fired up. She's out there touching people's lives and enjoying the touching and building people to all facets of their lives. So look, a fantastic, fantastic business entity, and that's empowering people. So look, fantastic. So if you've got a group of people out there, you've got your staff out there, you as an individual, if you're feeling like you need a bit of a uppercut about life, then you need to talk to Empower to Empower. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Stay tuned, outdoor broadcast live here at the Cairns Showgrounds for the Small Business Month. And a lot of Deadly Black businesses are here exposing their business. So come and join us down here at the Cairns Showgrounds, Mulgrave Road, and come and have a yarn to the BBM crew, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what I lie for, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet, maybe a new day seems. Nothing changed, we afraid. We glorify mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then
We can transform this country, heal the pain from my great grandmama, from my nana, from my cousins, from my sisters and my mama. For our brothers up in lockup, for these wild folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to cheat us the way that they do it. For these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Love, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go. If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me. Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen. Dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and that walk on by. For the lies that they preach us, the violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit. Our willingness to believe for the nightmare that this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming the better ways of a better day and some change. That ain't gonna take another couple hundred years, nothing. We push above where we are, it ain't hard. If we all got the courage to get up and get involved with it, let it love, come on. If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me. Let's talk about it. Family.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Trendy Trev here, National Talk Black, coming here from the Cairns Showgrounds for the Indigenous Small Business Month, and yarning up with deadly black people in business. And the next brother I got off the rank is Akon Ali from Blue Buck AI. We are in the 21st century, a new industry, and a very good morning. Akon, how are you, brother?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Fantastic. Brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from.
My name is Akon. I'm from here, Cairns.
Yes.
Blue Buck AI is also from here in Cairns. We are the first AI automation agency.
Yes. And so let's talk about that space, AI. Here we are, 21st century, 2025.
Yes.
Akka and Alda out there, They speak one of them AI. What is AI?
AI. Think of AI, the easiest way to explain it is like giving a computer the ability to reason and make decisions on its own, like a human.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's like giving a computer a brain. Right now, what we have here in front of us is a computer, but it's hardware.
Yes.
It means it only operates as you click it and as you tell it to. AI is a brain that we then place into a computer to allow the computer to make decisions for itself.
Whoa, I got goosebumps here.
Yes.
When you say the 21st century, here we have a new industry. Some of us would think a little bit scary.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
As I can understand.
Thank you.
AI, even for my mother, because I speak to her a lot about it, they question whether it's going to take their jobs. But yeah. AI, in the sense, is not the first time we have seen technology have this kind of impact in the marketplace. For example, in 1940, we have only had... There's actually studies that say that we have... 6 out of the 10 jobs that we have in today, 2025, we didn't have in 1940.
Sure.
And what do we know about 1946? We had the very first computer be invented. Mm. So that means since these big technologies have been created, it has only produced more jobs. And that is the same in what we are seeing with AI. Yes, it is automating repetitive tasks and potentially shifting the way that workers work, but it's shifting in a good way. It's allowing our workers to have more opportunities and more jobs and just assisting them in the efficiency of their job.
So AI is can complement other industries.
Correct.
In more ways than one. Give us an example, please, Akon.
In, for example, what we do is you could take a industry like hospitality. You could take a restaurant, for example. What we see and what we see a lot nowadays is AI chatbots or AI voice callers. That's the most common things we see, at least as an AI automation agency, is we see a lot of AI voice callers and chatbots, as in we see when you call up your local pharmacy or your local restaurant, you go through a conversation to go ahead and book an appointment and it is completely done by an AI voice agent. It is no longer done by a human. I think that's the common ways that we see
AI coming into play.
AI coming into play, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. So give us a bit of background yourself. Did you have to go to university to learn this, or is there courses out there people can become AI? Paint that picture regarding the education space.
Yep, so the education to get into AI, because it is so new, there isn't a large amount of education around it. And the education that you do have is, like I said, very new, but it allows you to kind of grab the information from all across the internet, or you can, yes, go to uni. I personally did not go to uni to gain this these skills, but I did take many courses around AI coding and AI development and no code. I started in no code automation tools, which is something as simple as anybody could do.
And was that an online course?
It was an online course, yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
So in regard to, well, we're talking about AI, we're talking about computer, the network on steroids is what I say. So when you're talking about doing a course, well, of course, you can be able to do it online if that is the case, if you're true to your word in regarding the vehicle we're talking about here.
Yep.
So there's opportunities out there for brothers and sisters, anybody out there, to get into the AI industry,
yes.
start their own business or create a job for themselves or
yes.
all the above?
If you have access to a phone, to a laptop of any version, you have the ability to learn AI, yeah. not only for yourself, but for your business or for anybody okay. around you.
Fantastic. Yeah. So here we have Blue Buck AI. Yeah. So is that your business, Akon?
Correct. Blue Buck AI is my AI automation agency.
A solo owner?
No. Solo owner, yes, yep. but we are a team.
We have
a team of developers that we lean on when we need to create these solutions for businesses.
Sure, fantastic. So if you used to reach out to one of the indigenous businesses here, for example, mm-hmm. We had a yarn earlier with Chris Anderson. He does great motive. He's got the Jamocha over there.
Mm-hmm.
If you had lunch with him to talk about your service,
mm-hmm.
Can you explain to us a deal that you could set up with a person of that caliber?
Yep, it's interesting you talk about great motive because I have a demo that we set up for Great Motive today. Yes, Great Motive, as we speak, is yet to have somebody to call if you need mm-hmm. to find some information on. We have set up a voice caller for Great Motive, and if I was to sit down with Chris himself,
yes,
I would show him this demo that I've created for his business to be able to retrieve information on his organization and charity.
And it sounds like a professional person on the other end of the line when mm-hmm. people call Great Motive.
Yep.
You've got this AI.
Correct. Admin assistant.
Admin assistant. Okay, yes. That's the word we're looking for. Yes, okay. Yes. So he doesn't have to be virtually sitting there taking phone calls, and that individual then has got all the knowledge about Great Motive
mm-hmm.
and then will explain or communicate mm-hmm. in regard to his services.
Yes, it has all the information that you provide it. So if you wanted to provide it about Chris's busy schedule,
yes,
or the schedule that Chris has, the AI can then reach into that information and decide whether Chris is available right now for a meeting, for example. Mm-hmm. Let's say that somebody wanted to get on the phone and book a meeting with Chris.
Yes.
It would say, no worries, let me check his schedule for you real quick.
Thank
I think
you.
He's out of the office at the moment,
yeah, gotcha.
You know.
Yeah,
he's out and about
gotcha.
A lot.
Gotcha.
Let me check if I can sort that out.
Would people think, Akon, would people think that they're speaking to a human being? Would they know that it's an AI? No. You're shaking your head. No.
AI.
You're talking to a computer virtually.
No, it's...
Which
it's,
is so... I think this is... Humanize the conversation.
Yes, I think this is the only scary thing that I would say is
yeah.
the fact that I, myself, who was in the AI space, can call up, like I said, pharmacies and
yeah.
have conversations with people who I think are people.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But not detect whether it was a human or an AI.
Okay, yes. Exposed costing. How much would something like that cost if you set up a deal there with respect to Chris Anderson, his business, your interaction with him?
Mm-hmm.
How much would it cost to set up a PA person,
mm-hmm.
AI person,
mm-hmm.
to answer the phone for a company?
Yeah. So it depends on the complexity of the solution that I'm providing the business. But there's AI for big companies, and
yep.
then now, which is new, there's now AI for small businesses.
Sure.
It's now democratized to be able to come down and work within all sizes of businesses,
yes.
as long as they are a digital business to some extent.
Yes.
And yeah, like I said, there's AI for big business, large businesses, and there's also AI for small businesses, and the pricing for, as you said, maybe a call agent starts at around $2,000, and it depends as well on whether you are getting a service that is an ongoing service from us to
sure.
continue to build out this AI assistant as we get better with AI.
Lovely.
And build it out as your business grows and changes
yeah.
and as you want updates.
Yeah, beautiful.
Or it can be a one-time service that we create and essentially drop in your hands for you to then handle all by yourself.
My brother, nice to meet you, but mind-blowing stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm picturing taking someone else's job,
mm-hmm.
but in a way, this space creates that individual who was PA, who to become a AI individual,
yep.
start their own business,
yep.
and train, put that that mechanism into somebody's business,
yep.
the same job they would have applied for. No.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So look,
yeah.
beautiful, Jan. Thank you for
yes.
opening my eyes, opening
yep.
the eyes to our listeners
yep.
about AI.
Yep.
Black man in business in the 21st century, in this space. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You must be enjoying the journey, brother.
I am. It's a journey. Like I said, it's new.
Yes.
So there's not much information out there, so it takes a lot of creative thinking,
yes,
to just come up with things and see how you can figure it out. And that's the thing I love the most about this space, is that I get to think creatively and watch my creative thinking flourish.
Deadly Black Man, if you don't mind, I'm going to reach out, shake your hand.
Yes, thank you,
yes,
sir.
You are real.
Yes, you're not AI. I'm not AI.
Good talking with you,
not
my
yet.
Brother. Good talking with you. And we'll talk soon, and all the best. Enjoy that journey.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Deadly. Guys.
Beautiful yarn there. His name is Akon Ali. Do check it out, Blue Buck AI, if you want to get into the internet world in regard to the laptop or computer on steroids. Blue Buck is the brother you need to talk to, Blue Buck AI, Akon Ali. So do check out his webpage. This is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev about to sign off. I thank you for your company, Mob. To all the Deadly Black businesses out there, keep doing what you're doing, creating a pathway and also job employment for our young brothers and sisters. And we can get it together. That's what it's all about. Take care, your mob. All the best. And Trevor Tim signing off. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn next week. Too Deadly.
The dream time. Sweet winds of freedom carry my soul back home. Sweet winds of freedom carry my soul back to the dream time. Winds of freedom carry my soul back home. It's no good anymore sleeping on this concrete floor. I can't feel my mother earth. I wanna go back to the days, to the days of my tribal way, the place of my birth. My spirit ran free.